Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors meeting, December 6, 2012. How about 22? You didn't catch that, did you?
No.
Okay, good. We shall meet with department head and elected officials. Sarah Doty, payroll clerk for the auditor's office.
Good morning. Nothing new to report at this time, just keeping busy as usual.
Okay, thank you. Lisa Schaefer, county attorney's office.
Just going along and getting along. Sort of.
Sound like you're getting along too good.
I sound far worse than I feel.
Okay, good. Colin Gers, IT.
Keeping busy like always. Pretty excited this weekend, we're going to be launching the new county website. If all goes well, we're going to try to do that Thursday afternoon. So going to get quite a bit different look. A little easier to manage, a little easier to get around. Should be a lot easier for the department heads to be able to update their information and stuff on the site as well. So looking forward to that. But other than that, nothing new to report.
Okay, thanks, Colin. Sheriff Glenn Denning, see you've been busy.
Yeah. We had Toys for Tots this past weekend. That was a great event that we're proud to be a part of with the Marine Corps League and all the sponsors and community support. It was great to see everybody show up. This coming weekend, we have Shop of the Cop, and that's all area law enforcement, Burlington, West Burlington State Patrol, and us, and we get to go hang out with some area youth, have some breakfast and play basketball and other things, and then we get to take them shopping. So it's just a really neat experience to be a part of. So that'll be going on Saturday. It'll be a long parade of emergency vehicles making their way out to Dick's Sporting Goods and then Walmart. So be prepared for that. We always get a bunch of calls from the community about what's going on, but that's what's going to be happening. At our jail, we have 94 this morning. Seven of those were in intake, so kind of a busy day last night and yesterday. 15 out of county. We have like 9 of those are waiting on placement at the halfway house, 1 for prison, and then 1 for mental health placement. So about 11 that we're holding on to right now, just waiting for placement elsewhere. And it's just kind of the standard that we're at right now, looking for room. So
if 11, that take that 93 down, 94 down quite a little bit.
Yeah, we'd be down in the mid 80s, and yeah. 7 in intake, we'd be down in the 70s. So it's, I mean, we're whittling away, getting down more to manageable, but
$600 a day that the state's not taking, they're making us pay for it.
Yeah, it does get costly when we're paying for out-of-county housing, so.
Okay, thanks.
Yep.
Thanks, Sheriff. Terry Johnson, county auditor.
Good morning.
A little bit longer.
For a little bit longer, yes. We're just staying busy in the office. We're still working on finishing up election stuff and getting all of that tucked away and taken care of. Staying busy.
Okay, thank you. Trent, how's the county attorney? Got anything to add to that?
No, I'm here for the civil update later on, but
okay. Appreciate that. Chris Lee, conservation.
Our nature center staff is hosting a winter camp. Starts December 27th through 29th, so over the winter break. It's for 7 and 9-year-olds. We do have some slots open still if folks want to register for that. And then I do want to note that the shotgun deer season opened this last weekend and will be open for the next 2 weekends. And so several of our conservation areas are public hunting areas, including Big Hollow. And so we just encourage folks to kind of pay attention out there. If you're just out there to hike a trail or something, you know, wear bright colors so that you can be seen. We don't get a lot of overlap between the recreational users and the hunters, just due to timing of the year, but it's always something we like to throw out there. So, otherwise, just kind of keep it on.
Okay, thanks, Chris. Zach James, regional planning.
Yeah, good morning. We've got the wind and solar ordinances out for review still. I think we gave till the end of this week, maybe, I believe, for comments. So to you guys, the supervisors, and some of the other folks that we sent it to, if you get a chance to take a look at it and get some feedback to us by the end of the week, we would appreciate that. Otherwise, things are pretty normal, just kind of routine things going on at the office, and then we got an agenda item for a reappointment to the Board of Adjustment.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Zach. Chris Pogemiller, Public Health.
Good morning. We're continuing to be busy. We're still offering COVID and flu vaccine on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so anyone who's still interested, we still have some available.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Hope you had a nice vacation.
I did, thank you.
Good. Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. Still going, a lot of things going on with the mild weather, I guess, so we're still ditching out on Beaverdale and doing some other projects actually on Beaverdale too, and then the bridge crew on 99 is making headway still. So good weather at the moment, so we're still moving.
Okay, thank you, Brian. Janelle, how's the Trainer's Office?
Good morning. We're busy. I do have an agenda item, and I guess I'll mention that we're still taking applications for the Clerk 2 position. We're actually two positions now, so that'll go through Monday.
Okay. Thank you. Angie, how's the safety department for you?
Good morning. We're doing good. To hit off of something that Chris said, it is hunting season, so just a reminder, be on the watch out for the deer. I noticed coming off the off-ramp of the bridge, there was two deer carcasses on the entry of the bridge. They're on the move, they can be anywhere, so keep your eyes open, watch for what you're doing, and be careful.
I seen several of them out in the fields this morning. I kind of thought maybe them hunters run out of the temperatures out in the fields.
Yeah, they know they're not dumb. They know to run and hide when it comes this time of year, so you'll see them in places that you wouldn't normally see them, so just everyone needs to really be careful on that.
Thanks, Angie. Natalie, how's the Recorder's Office?
Good morning. Recorder's Office is good. We are seeing a little bit more traffic with the hunting season and the deer tags. Also, just a reminder that ATVs, OHVs do expire on December 31st, so a few more weeks to get those renewed without a penalty.
Okay. Thank you. Rodney Leader, how's the maintenance department?
Good morning. Doing well. Nothing new to report this morning.
Okay. It's a little dark when I come up here this morning, but they got that fixed already. So. Thanks, Rodney. Did I miss anybody? Did I miss anybody? So. We shall move on to correspondence. I have none here. Do either of you gentlemen have any correspondence?
I have none.
We shall move on to discussion and vote. We have accounts payable claims in the amount of $617,402.74.
Motion to approve. Second.
Sarah.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Okay, we have a decision on the donation to the Capitol Theater. This is gentlemen, looking here for original. What's your, on the Capitol Theater donation, what's your opinion?
What's my thought on it? Do I want to give them a donation?
Yeah.
I went through the numbers. I feel like it's doable for the request.
Well, I understand, Zach, you need this so we can get a...
Yeah, I can give some background to you. We had a work session, I don't know, a month or two ago.
Yeah, we had a work session, and then you want
and
a grant. You need the county to...
Yeah, we're doing the renovation up on the second floor of the annex to create a black box theater and some classrooms and some other things to really expand some youth programming, amongst some other things. And we're applying for a Community Catalyst Theater Program grant. Actually, it's due next week. It doesn't require a county contribution, but you get points for community participation. It's about 20% of the score. And then in January, there's a community attraction and tourism grant through IEDA.
where you have to have a county participation or else you, I mean, you can't get it without it. And I think I sent you the documentation right from the program. So we've got a couple grants and would help support those and just help be a good community partner, I think, on our project. And I think when we came, we made a request for $25,000, and that's what we'd asked for to consider. But whatever, yeah, it's up to you guys, I guess, to decide what you're open to doing. I don't know if you guys want to make any comments or anything, but I mean, we already came and talked about it. So
we don't want you to lose your grant, but why are you on a participation at this point? You know, going over everything, what we got the budget coming up, I'm at $5,000. You know, that's where I'm at. I don't know about these gentlemen.
My feelings, Zach has seen me, heard me go through dozens of times about county contributions to certain things, and I think the making you eligible for a grant is the county's responsibility, but I don't think Des Moines County citizens elected us to give tax money to causes that we find worthy. But I'm in agreement with the $5,000.
And where are you at?
Well, I mean, you guys got me outnumbered. You got me cornered. I'm surrounded.
I felt like
I know where you guys are on that. I felt like 25 was a little more than I wanted to, but at the same time, I did want to be a contributor. Would you guys go 10?
I'm at 5.
Tom, would you go 5? $5,500.
I just wanted to see how long.
Let's start the auction.
This guy's not moving, friends. Let's give him $5,000.
You need a motion?
Yeah.
Motion to give $5,000 for the Capitol Theater project.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
I suppose, man.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
And continuing to serve as a member of the Board of Adjustments following his most recent term, which expires November 30th, 2022. So, what's your wishes on that, gentlemen?
I move to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
I just say real quick, Mitch has been a great member of the Board of Adjustments. He'll do a great job. Looking forward to.
He should be familiar with the subject.
He's very familiar.
What's that? Is that a 3-year term?
I think it was 5, but I could be wrong.
5-year term. I suspect he'll be retired before the end of that term.
He can continue to serve even if he's retired, yes.
Just got to talk him into it.
We'll try.
Personnel actions. We have one for the treasurer's office here. It's for Onyx McVay, and I want to thank her for coming back and helping part time, because she's been a good asset to the.
Yes, I appreciate it too.
Yeah. Onyx McVay, temporary part time clerk 2 in the motor vehicle department. She would be a new hire. She would be a new hire. $19.36 an hour.
Motion to approve. Second.
Sarah.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yep.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. two of them at the Correctional Center. We'll do both of these at the same time. The first one is Wesley Orth, Correctional Officer, full-time, 15.07 hours of unpaid leave. And the next one is Elizabeth Gorbstich?
Gorbstich.
Okay, thank you. Resignation. It's going to be December the 12th will be her last day of work. And her rate of salary was $43,501.25.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Elizabeth's goal was to get into law enforcement, and she started out as a correctional officer for us, and she's been hired by West Burlington, so she's going to be going out there as an officer. So.
Give her our congratulations.
Thank her for her service and her continued service.
No, you don't mind when you lose it locally, but when you lose it to other county, that hurts.
Move on and achieve your goals.
Yeah. Okay, this one here is for Secondary Roads, Jeffrey Gurdon, maintenance worker and truck driver, new hire, effective 12/12/22, new rate $22.07 an hour.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Then we have one for Sheriff's Office, Administrative Assistant, Teresa Tripp, new hire at 37 half hours a week. The rate will be $43,375.50 a year.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Okay, now we have reports for the Veterans Affair and the Reporter's Office. And these reports will be on file in the Auditor's Office for your viewing at your own discretion. We have the minutes for the regular meeting on November the 29th, 2022.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Okay. Is there any other business?
I have none.
I have no future agenda items. I have none. Committee reports.
I have none.
Nothing to report.
I have nothing to report outside. I went to the 5th District ISAC up in the Temple the other day along with the rest of them and nothing really that new to add to it. They just questioned a couple of senators about mental health became the biggest issue. Jack Stewart elected him as the new, they call him president, right?
President of the 5th District.
Yeah, president and...
that's the Washington County
Supervisor. Washington County Supervisor is Jack Stewart. And then Deke Woods is vice, and he's from Keokuk County.
Yeah, good guys.
Yeah. Okay. Time for public input. We'll give you 2 minutes for public input to call 319-753-8203 extension 4 or email board@dmcounty.com. And I think there's a gentleman in here for that. There you go.
Am I the only one that isn't getting paid here today?
That's a good question.
Well, I feel out of place.
You do.
My first matter of business is Terry Johnson. How can she retire? I am older than her, so how does she do it?
I like this guy already.
I just don't know how it works.
I'll phone it for Ricky Shy.
Yeah, you guys know what I want. Yeah.
You want to state your name for the record, Rick?
Rick Wirt.
You know your address?
Yeah.
No, I don't. Why don't you tell him, Terry?
That's what, 100%.
I'm just a local farmer that's having a problem with that dirt road up there on the hill, and you've heard from me a few times. We couldn't get it closed 5 years ago or whenever. Too many people were having problems. Well, now here, you know, this past summer, I couldn't get all the landowners' signatures, but that one. Well, you guys changed that law. That's all done, so we don't need her signature. So now I want to go ahead and see what we can do about getting gates on this road just to shut it off when it's muddy, because the kids just tear it up and I can't get to my pasture. Just here in the last month or two, every time it rains a half inch, the kids are up there tearing it up, and they go down the side of the road and then they hit where the pipes are under the roads. If that was me, I'd lose a wheel or an axle, but they're lucky. But I'm just, all the landowners, everybody's for this. I mean, we'd just like to put gates on the ends of the roads, and we'll open them up when it's dry to keep all the people happy.
Okay, Rick, we'll take this into consideration. We got that new law in effect, so we'll take this into consideration, and it might be a couple weeks or
three,
probably after the first year before we make a decision.
Yeah, that's fine.
Does this require a public hearing?
It will. It'll be a, we'll do a public hearing. I'll probably, what we've done in the past is the board has asked that I send out letters, just even though the petition is presented, just to make sure that the adjacent landowners know it's coming to the board as for an action. Take public input, that kind of a thing, give people a chance. So we'll probably send out letters just to the adjacent landowners, unless the board asks me to go further than that. And I've already told Rick it's a busy time of year, so I don't think he's expecting anything next week by any means. But and I'll take any public input or tell them, anybody calls, that they're welcome to call you. So yes, we'll do a public hearing on this. And we'll pull out the ordinance and go through it in fine detail to make sure we follow the process.
We might want to put that back till after the first year.
We will. I don't see any way this is happening probably until after the budget hearings. I because I want to send something out, and you want to give folks a chance to call in and give their side. I think the board's always wanted that. So, yep. And I told Rick that already, that this will allow it to get going. He did this petition this summer. Of course, then we went through and amended the ordinance. And really, the only amendment to the ordinance was to allow for a petition to be presented without 100% of landowner signature. So the county's not changing. We didn't change policy or anything like that. And with work with Trent, they felt that the attorney's office felt it was a better ordinance anyway with that language modified. So I think it was good to clean that up no matter what. It does give this a chance to come in front of you and be considered. So
I've just been waiting. I want to build a new fence on the one side. Mm-hmm. But last fall, they slid off the road into our fence. It was there 10 years. They cut the fence to get out. Our cows could have got out. We're putting a new one in. I told my daughter we're not doing it this summer until we can see if we can get this road closed once muddy, because they'll do the same thing, do a brand new fence. And then I'll spend the rest of my life in jail.
Well,
I will find out who did.
I would share your displeasure for that. Let's hope it doesn't come to that.
I was kind of waiting to see if you even remembered, or if you was going to be in this room anymore. After, you know.
We better get this gentleman some gates.
There you go. You got somebody for you right there.
Yeah, but my main concern is Terry. I'd like to know how this is working.
Okay, thanks, Rick. We appreciate it.
I'll come back if necessary.
I'll stay in touch with Rick about the timing of everything.
Yeah, we have our budget hearing coming up, so this might go into the first part of February too, Rick, but.
That's fine. Well, Tom, he knows Doc Heinze real good. Heinze, he's ready to put the post in the ground.
Yeah.
He wants to get started this weekend.
There you go.
And I told him, you know, it ain't gonna happen that fast though.
Yeah. Okay. I appreciate that.
And like I said, I would furnish the gates and the post, just because I'll do it. Nobody's gonna mess with what I put in. No offense, but you guys might go Farm King by the cheapest gates you can find.
Surely not.
Well,
I'd like to give us more credit than that, but that's.
I think he's talking about us rather than the other.
Should've brought popcorn.
Okay.
Heads up.
Okay.
We won't forget you.
Yeah.
A lot of people know. Colin Wagonbox one time, I was over the elevator, and we had a little difference of opinion. I was mad because he didn't take me to Canada fishing with him. Yeah, we were just joking good naturally, but we kept pouring it on him, and he got red and mad, and he left. And I told the elevator guy, I said, I think we overdid it, Marty. And he said, I think you overdid it. And I left, and I saw him a half hour later. I drove to his place, and I apologized. You know, he said, well, I'll give you credit, Rick. If you got something on your mind, you'll say it. But I apologized to him. He still didn't take me fishing.
That probably won't change.
No.
Okay, thanks a lot, Rick. So,
thanks.
Like I said, it's probably first part of February.
Yeah, no hurry.
Okay, we shall now. We're going into closed session with the county attorney to discuss the pending litigation in accordance with Iowa Section Code 21.5C.
Thanks, Rick. Okay, motion to end the closed session.
Say.
Sir.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yeah. With an aye, we're out of here.
Aye.
Aye.
Did we still have to do phone call-in first?
We already did that.
We did that. We did it when Rick talked.
Oh, my bad. I was just asking a question. You don't got to get funky, PC. I don't even remember addressing.